one of the issues we do have, and we treat very seriously, people with disabilities. People who, under the building regulations, we have to now plan to get people into the building and very kindly plan to get them out. And that was a change in the law about 2000. But now we're very active on providing personal emergency egress plans for people with disabilities. But the range of disabilities is massive. It can go from dyslexia, colour blindness, to which obviously they don't need any assistance in getting out. But the person who's only got the use of a hand or nod the head, they're in a wheelchair permanently. Or blindness or the deaf, and we do write programmes for that. And we've just undergone with the new service centres. We've now got people in there who can assist in disability support. We have the disability support unit, which we work with quite closely. And so we get a list of people who are disabled, who may need a PEEP. And we, this year I've done 25 so far, which is pretty good. And it's about engaging with individuals. And then I'm moving into the area now that for the larger buildings, the med school could be one. The tower certainly is in GEMS at Derby, where they have a generic emergency egress plan. It's available on the website. That's called a Jeep, oddly enough. And people, when they're coming to the department for whatever reason, if they're disabled, they can access that information online. And there's usually a plan available in the reception or the security lodge when they arrive. At Derby, it's up and running quite nicely there now. We're still in the early stages here. The tower's got one for one occupier on the top three floors. And that works, you know, so it's a generic thing as opposed to specifically tailored for the individual. And the other thing about the individual one, which is quite nice, it's essential, we actually walk the course with them. You know, you leave the room, you turn right, through a set of doors on the corridor, turn immediately right and follow yourself down to the stairs. We actually walk that route with them. Then if you come out of the room, turn left and go into the other corridor, turn right, you're into a staircase, and we're taken that way, so they're under no illusion. This is an awful lot of information for these youngsters arriving first week in university. They've got to register, they've got to make friends, they've got to find the room, get into their routine, which is an enormous amount. Oh, and by the way, you've got to start studying soon. And then you've got me coming on to talk about PEEPs. Some don't take it up, which is fine. It's their choice. That's my first question. Would you like me to provide a PEEP for you? And if they say no, that's fine. Just sign me a paper.